This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Native American leaders voiced their long-held grievances about the namesake of Mount Evans on Tuesday. It happened at a meeting that could lead to a new name for the mountain. CPR's Elaine Tassie reports.
Reginald Wasana and other tribal leaders argued that John Evans created the conditions that led to the Sand Creek Massacre of 1864, when the U.S. Army killed hundreds of Cheyenne and Arapaho in southeast Colorado.
The land was taken, and a lot of people lost a valuable life, and families were decimated, and our tribe was decimated.
Wasana and a half dozen tribal leaders told the Colorado Geographic Naming Advisory Board personal stories about how the massacre impacted their communities. No one opposed renaming the mountain. At the next online meeting on November 17th, proponents for six alternative names can make their case. I'm Elaine Tassie, CPR News.
Colorado has a new national monument. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports from Camp Hale.
With a stroke of a pen, President Biden signed the Camp Hale Continental Divide National Monument. It protects about 58,000 acres in Eagle and Summit counties. This was something that was pushed for by Democratic leaders. And at the ceremony, there were about more than 200 local Coloradans, elected officials, ranchers, outdoor recreation enthusiasts, conservationists, all there to witness what they've been working for years, which is added protections on these public lands.
CPR's Caitlin Kim. The Colorado Springs City Council has taken a formal stance against two ballot measures that would legalize and tax recreational cannabis sales in the city. Members voted at their meeting this week to pass a resolution against the proposals. Voters will decide during next month's election. Medical cannabis sales are already legal in Colorado Springs. This is CPR News and KRCC.